Great, thank you. Mr. Romero, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Please stand. Everyone face the flag. Put your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So for the audience, I think what we'll do first is let's go ahead and have every member introduce themselves and their district.
Good afternoon. Kathy Brenzel, Montebello Unified School District.
Good afternoon. Michael Romero, representing Los Angeles Unified School District.
And I'm Veronica Montes. I'm representing Culver City Unified School District.
Marvin Martinez, I represent the Los Angeles Community College District and president of the East LA Community College.
And I'm Emilio Uriassi, and I represent Burbank Unified School District.
Yes.
Thank you, and welcome, audience. Our first action of business today is to approve the minutes from our January 29th special open public meeting. Everybody got the minutes at the back. And executive team, if you could review them and let me know if there are any corrections to the minutes.
I make a motion. We accept the minutes.
Second.
If no corrections, is every... second. There's this thing I say. All in favor?
No. That's... We now have time
to review it.
Oh.
And to make any corrections.
See? Okay. Time to review. Corrections?
No.
No correction. Is everyone in agreement with approving the minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Something like that. Can we have a vote? All in favor? Or
yes.
A vote? Emilio?
Aye.
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 Aye. All aye for the minutes. Now we'll have public comment. I think there are one, two, cards. Does anybody else have cards that they'd like to give to Yasmin? And Yasmin, can you bring them? Sorry, we're still adjusting to our Thank you. So please note that you'll have 3 minutes to speak, and Lancy will notify you of the time. Our first speaker is Dr. Steve Levin.
Hi. So first I want to say welcome to Culver City. The name tag hiding underneath Veronica's is mine. I'm on the Culver City School Board. But I had two comments for you all. Obviously, you know that the work you're doing is important. But I wanted to point out, first of all, when I went to go look up this meeting on the consortium's website, that there's a list of, that says it's a list of future open meetings, and it dates to 2015, and it doesn't show this. Okay. That on the main page of the website, yeah, you can find this meeting, but then the agenda has no detail. It says you're going to vote on an amendment to how you proceed, and there's no place, as far as I can tell, that the public can get a look at what it is you're proposing to vote on, what the actual issues are that are being discussed. So I want to urge you to do a little better at making those things public, getting the word out to people who may have comments. The way State of California wants us to do public work is as much as possible in the public, and I think that's something that would be fairly easy to rectify. Then my other comments regard to the organization of how you proceed. My understanding is that there's been some discussion about how to assign voting and how to handle making decisions when we have an organization that's got a couple of very large organizations teamed up with some much smaller organizations. And I want to urge you, when you're considering that, to bear in mind that what counts is not just the size of the organization and how many potential students you represent, but also that everybody gets a voice in the matter, so that people who are participating, even if they're part of a small group, don't wind up disenfranchised simply because there's no way that their vote can ever accomplish anything. So when you look at that, I realize there's a compromise involved. Obviously, I'm in favor of something like one vote per organization, but if you're going to do something that's more proportional, I want you to think about, as you're doing that, making sure that if matters come up in the future where it's controversial and there's a split, do it in such a way so that the smaller organizations, the people who are participating in those organizations, the students ultimately in the community, don't wind up feeling like it doesn't matter what their group says, because no matter how they vote, if the big organizations disagree, they're going to lose. I'm sure you've probably thought of that all of that already, but do keep in mind, please, that the public would like to be involved in these things, and I think the relatively small turnout here today is not because people aren't interested, but because the word wasn't put out. There was very little information out there, and if you go to the website and you see, hey, there's a meeting, there's not much detail out there about the meeting. You'll find, I suspect, that everybody who's here is here because they knew somebody who was already involved, and that's how they wound up finding out about this. So you guys could probably accomplish that by publicizing it a little better. Thanks.
Thank you. Jim Clark?
Thank you. I'm Jim Clark. I serve on the Culver City Council. We're pleased to have you here in Culver City. Please stay and visit our restaurants. We need the sales tax revenue. I also want to speak on the same issue that Steve was talking on about the governance issue. And I know this is a very difficult issue for you to decide, in part because you've got two very large organizations, the Community College District and the school district, and then you've got some very small organizations. And how do you make it fair for everyone? How does it both represent the size of the organizations that you all represent, as well as the having people feel there's an equal voice? I've had an opportunity. I spent 5.5 years working for Mayor Villa Ragosa in the city of Los Angeles, and spent a fair amount of that time involved with groups that had coalitions. And of course, the city of LA or the county of LA become the 500-pound elephant in the room. And how does everybody else feel as though they have part of that? I think that, and I don't have a clear answer for you, but I think that in those situations, to err on the side of letting the smaller organizations have a relatively equal voice, I think will be most helpful. First of all, they'll feel as though they're a part of the conversation, that they're not just insignificant to it, that whatever the larger organizations want to do is what's going to happen, and you're just along for the ride. And to that degree, I think that you will not find that the small organizations members will gang up to defeat, even if they have more votes. They will try to find ways to find consensus. That's what I've found in general, that they'll be supportive of going along if they feel that they have equal weight in deliberations and conversation. So that's just based on my own anecdotal experience in working in these kinds of coalitions from Mayor Villaraigosa's standpoint. But I would urge you to do that, and somebody who represents the city of Culver City, I have a vested interest in making sure that we do have good representation, and I know you will get that as well, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do we have any other public comments? Okay, so that concludes our public comment section. We are voting on a number of motions today on which we have reached consensus. So definitely consensus is our number one goal for making decisions. The first discussion item.
So I have a motion to amend the previously approved LARIC distribution of state AEBG non-MOE funds on the October 23rd, 2015 to the new distribution proposal of January 29th, 2016.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Or what?
I think we can go aye.
Aye. Yep.
Aye.
You can go aye.
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 Aye. Consensus. Does that sound like consensus?
It does.
That's a great start.
It was.
Okay. I'd like to present another motion. This is a motion to approve the distribution of the remaining 10% of the 2015-16 state adult education block grant fund or non-MOE funds using the same percentages as was agreed upon for the distribution of the 90% of funds at the January 29th, 2016 meeting.
Second.
Sorry. All in favor?
Discussion.
I'm sorry. I did better when I was at LAUSD, actually. Any discussion?
Yeah, just, I guess, as clarification for the audience. What this will allow us to do is we still have 10% of the funds still remaining to be released for this current year. Basically, we will use the same percentage that we agreed upon on the 90%. We'll use the same percentage to distribute the remaining 10%. So then all the funds will go out. That's what this motion will allow us to do.
And then my question is... Does this portion and the portion that we approved on the 29th, are we looking at that arriving to the districts by the end of March, early April?
So I think what I'd like to do is direct that question to Lancey in terms of having been on the webinars.
Our project manager.
Have you heard, once they get this information, when will the state begin to release those funds?
My understanding is that the 90%, it's already in process of being released, and it's likely that that will reach us either by the end of March or by the end of April, hopefully by the end of March. And then the 10% will follow, likely, at the end of April.
And then, actually, I want to ask you, that would be, when you say 90%, we're looking at about funding for about 8 months?
That is correct. They will fund whatever is on arrears up until now, and then it will be on a 1/12 on a monthly basis thereafter.
So state funding distribution after the fact.
Exactly.
It's just what we have to deal with in education.
But I guess I just want to clarify, Madam Chair, that what we're looking at is, even though we have voted on it separately, 90 and 10, that what we will then be getting in monthly installments is the full funding. It will not be broken up. We'll get, you know, the 90% and then a check for the 10%, correct?
I could not assure you one way or another. We are working with the state, and hopefully we will catch them in time. This decision will catch them in time so that we can effect the 100% distribution of the funds as I previously described. But I couldn't tell you whether the state has achieved that, you know, threshold where the funds at 90% levels will be distributed.
And then lastly, is MOE must be expended by the end of this fiscal year, June 30th.
Right.
No.
I think we have carryover.
Yes.
We'll see if
MOE does carry over?
May I? Unfortunately, we have received conflicting information from the webinars. At first, there was this understanding that MOE would not be carried over, that everything should be spent by the end of the year. As of recent, the webinars have begun to indicate that we can carry this over through December 17th. So we need clarification from the state. Although the people putting on the webinar, the work group from the state recommends that we spend most of the money as the state is looking at our efficiency in implementing our programs as well.
So they're looking at our efficiency in spending money for the whole year that they give us in the 11th hour.
Yes.
Well, but
just, I just want to be clear that.
But admittedly, some of that is that's our own fault.
Yeah.
So I promise I'm not giving you a hard time. I just want to understand here. The MOE portion, which you're indicating, as you've heard, that we potentially have until December 17th.
2017.
I'm sorry. December 31st,
2017. For the entire funding.
Yes, for the entire allocation.
So that includes the MOE and non-MOE? Or it was just the non-MOE?
That is correct. Originally, it had been said that it was only the non-MOE or the consortia funding that would carry over through December 2017. In the last couple of webinars, it has been stated that MOE also carries over.
So as soon as we get a definitive answer from the state as to whether we have to spend it all by June or not spend it all by June, you will let us know.
Yes, I would be the safe assumption to be made is that
spend
it
now.
Has to be spent,
right.
At the very least, MOE has to be spent by the end of the year.
Okay.
Emilio, were you under the impression that the 90% would be released in increments?
That was my understanding is that the 90% would be released in increments.
Yes.
And what I was just trying to picture here is, and again, we're a small operation, right? We're not a large district as yours. Is that are we then getting some installments for that 90%, and then do I need to let our folks know that also anticipate installments coming for that 10% portion?
I think you're going to get up to this point that whatever increments you were to this month, and then the increments will follow, and somehow the 10% will be incorporated in that. That's my understanding.
Okay.
Well, and one of the things at the conference that I was at last week, and we had people from the Department of Finance and people from the AEBG office, and they were talking about, understanding the dilemma that we're all in terms of getting the money very late. And while we have been, we have added to the delay, there was already an initial state delay. But what they did say is they're looking to make sure that we spend our money because we need it. We're saying that we desperately need this money to run our program. So what we don't want to do is hold on to as much of it as we can for the next year. We want to spend everything that we need to spend this year and carry over that which we can't, just so that it doesn't look like, wow, you didn't need the money. So we want to make sure that we
yeah, do that. And I don't see that. For us, that's not the issue.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is, as in fact I indicated to the state superintendent, that we've gotten a late start here with the use of the non-MOE, and so we want to be judicious and make sure that we have our meetings and plan accordingly to make sure that we're doing everything correctly and not scurry around and all of a sudden race to spend this money without really following through the right protocols and steps.
There will still be accountability that goes with reporting all of our expenditures. So there's a lot of accountability that we have to show for. So we have that motion, that discussion. Any other discussion?
I guess what I want to ask is, how can we best, is it by placing a call to Neil Kelly, to the AEBG office to get clarification? Because we have stakeholders that ask us this all the time, and we don't want to look like we're foaming at the mouth. We need to provide an answer regarding deadlines for spending MOE and non-MOE.
Yes, we can follow up with a call to the state representatives to have them clarify for us, preferably in writing, what the deadlines are.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks, sir.
And
thanks.
I will take care of that.
Thank you, Lindsay.
So, for clarity, can we have the motion reread just so we know?
Okay. The motion is to approve the distribution of the remaining 10%. The motion is to approve the distribution of the remaining 10% of the 2015-16 State Adult Education Block Grant non-MOE funds using the same percentages as was agreed upon for the distribution of the 90% of funds as agreed upon at the January 29, 2016 meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Unanimous. Oh, consensus. One more time. I think we have a third motion.
So to the public, we have an action item to discuss and propose and hopefully be 3-for-3 on consensus regarding the distribution of funds for the 2016-17 school year. So I move that we approve a LARIC distribution of state adult ed block grant funds for the 2016-17 school year to include the following. One, each of the K-12 district members will receive an amount equal to their 2015-16 MOE. So that first part of the motion, again, K-12 districts, we received an MOE for this year. We want to receive that same amount for the next school year. The second part of this motion is each of the 5-member agencies, all of us included now, will receive an amount equal to the 2015-16 non-MOE percentage approved on February 19, 2016. So all of the agencies here, we received the consortium funding, non-MOE. And for monies for the next school year, we want to make sure the percentages that were used this year apply to funding for next year.
Second. I second it.
Any discussion?
So who's second?
Marvin second. Oh, I'm supposed to say that part about who's second.
Yeah. So just
I'll get it down eventually. I'm going to have to take notes from you, Steve.
So some more discussion, you know, we feel that we need to do this because next year the funds are supposed to come to us in a lump sum. So in other words, this year everyone received their funds as MOE and non-MOE. So in order for us to ensure that all the districts will be able to have the funds they need or the base funding they need in order to operate, we needed to make a commitment now, because we are expecting the funds to come to us in a lump sum. So this will reassure that all the school districts will have the MOE they need in order to run their operations, and also at the same time provide a guarantee of how we use the non-MOE to continue with the implementation of the plan as we have developed.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Wow. 3-for-3.
Motion carries.
Thank you. I'm just all excited about everything going with consensus. I don't even know how to act.
I'll be making the fourth motion, but to clarify, we had an action item in the board meeting of October 23rd, 2015, that was the voting structure that was voted upon was one vote per member. So I want to clarify that. I am now making a motion that should the statewide AEBG adult ed grant funds exceed the $500 million allocation, LARIC will develop a voting structure to determine the distribution of additional funds. So this is a motion for future. If funds do change, we will revisit what we have, our voting structure. And hopefully it's been working all along. As you can see, the consensus is here. So that's my motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Clarification?
This is, in effect, what we're talking about is statewide dollars. Have we heard at all in any of the meetings you've been at whether they do plan on adjusting the amount for 16-17, or will it hold at 500 million?
There's discussion on that.
There's a bill that is being proposed by Assembly
Lopez.
Member Patty Lopez for an additional...
Actually, she's a senator.
Oh, mm-hmm. She's Assembly member.
No, she's a senator. It's a Senate bill.
Okay. A bill? A bill being proposed by Patty Lopez for an additional $250 million for the adult ed block grant for future years. So that's where some of that conversation is. But we're not sure how that will go in this fiscal environment.
Okay.
Was that the discussion or was that the vote?
No, no, that discussion.
That was
still
discussion.
Okay. Discussion. And you know, my other one would be if there is going to be any of this is going to be affected, if there's going to be any COLA to any of these funds.
Actually, that's something I think we have to advocate for to our legislators. COLA is really important based on the fact that additional expenses are going to actually eat away at our allocations and allow us to do less. So COLA is an important thing to bring to your
right. Well, especially with costs that grow, faculty members, depending on how districts fund their certificated staff, that go across, you know, years and units. It just depends on how it's done. Plus any negotiations on increase on in hourly pay. So all of those things would have an impact, certainly on your ability to fulfill that if your funding remains constant. And then the only way for districts to deal with that might be to have to offset some of that, which you know, we would certainly not be in a position to do that.
That's an issue with our district because they're working on raises. It's not only raises, it's STRS, it's medical, and it would affect the adult education staff, but also it's a pot to look at for the whole school district. So
but I think
it's not real secure.
One of the challenges I think that we've had in adult ed, and certainly in Culver City, has been that our MOE at that it was based on a 2012 expenditure, and we have a fabulous district with a fabulous board and great support, and our staff got lots of raises, and so there was a huge gap between just our current level of service and the amount that our MOE was. And so as we continue to just get the base and, you know, no pressure, but if we end up with more raises, the district decides the raises and they apply to everybody, whether, you know, adult ed doesn't actually get more money when the district applies the raises to everybody. So it's definitely a part of the conversation as we move forward and we get those additional dollars.
So very good to have your board member, Dr.
Right?
Levin.
No pressure, no pressure, Dr. Levin.
And I wish that all boards would be like that, supportive of the important programs that adult ed provides.
And actually, I don't want to belabor this, but I think that this is something we have not discussed that we would want to bring to the attention of the AEBG office in any future conferences, because this has not been discussed, that if the amount of funding remains constant, there are costs that we have that do not remain constant, and so what will be the mechanism for dealing with that? And that's kind of been actually rather silent, actually.
Okay. Did we take the vote?
Discussion's over.
That was the discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Wow. So historic. Four consensus motions approved. Just a quick reminder, the next LARIC open public meeting is scheduled for Friday, March 18th at 1 p.m. Location to be determined. And Lancey will make sure that we have as much information on our website as possible.
Absolutely.
So people have valuable contributions to make.
May I make just a suggestion on that? If each one of the member districts would also have their own communication for their members, it helps to get it at least once.
So what we need to do is we need to keep in mind that the timelines required for the posting of the meetings, which includes the agenda, and if the member districts can get that, then we have an obligation on our own individual district websites to post that information as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then for that information, you can go to our website at LARIC.net. Today, all the motions today will allow us to move forward with the implementation of our fabulous, comprehensive implementation plan. And I know that it's really, this has been about what we need to do for our students. And so we are out of the way now. Let's have that plan. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
March 19th was the one on the calendar.
March 19th.
And
is that in Montbello?
Oh, so I just,
you know what?
I don't know.
Do we have
an identified copy?